Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little bit of stoic wisdom sprinkled in. You know that feeling when you're carrying around a heavy burden, something that just keeps weighing you down? Maybe it's a grudge, an old hurt, or even just the stress of everyday hustle. Well, let me tell you, holding onto those negative emotions is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It doesn't work that way, folks. It only hurts you in the long run. That's why today we're diving into a powerful stoic concept. Forgiveness. Not just for others, but also for ourselves. Because finding inner peace often starts with letting go of what no longer serves us. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you on this journey towards serenity and freedom. First things first. Forgiveness isn't about condoning or forgetting what happened. It's about releasing yourself from the grip of anger, resentment, and bitterness. Think of it like this. Those negative emotions are like heavy chains binding you to the past. Forgiveness is like taking that key, turning it, and finally breaking free. Second, forgiveness doesn't mean weakness. It actually takes a lot of strength and courage to forgive someone, especially if they've deeply hurt you. But remember, holding onto anger only fuels those negative feelings, keeping you stuck in a cycle of pain. Letting go is a powerful act of self-love and empowerment. Third, forgiveness isn't always easy or instantaneous. It's a process, a journey that takes time and effort. Be patient with yourself, acknowledge your emotions, and don't beat yourself up if you stumble along the way. Just keep taking those small steps towards letting go. Fourth, remember this stoic principle. You can control your thoughts and reactions, but not external events or other people's actions. Focus on what you can influence, your own mindset and choices. Let go of the need to control everything around you because that's a recipe for frustration and disappointment. Finally, practice self-forgiveness. We all make mistakes, we all stumble along the way. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge your imperfections, and learn from your past experiences. Holding on to guilt and shame only keeps you trapped in negativity. Forgive yourself, move forward with grace, and keep growing. Ever find yourself replaying a past conversation in your head, getting caught up in what you should have said or done differently? That's that old friend, regret, trying to make a comeback. We've all been there, right? But here's the thing. Dwelling on those what-ifs is like staring into a black hole that sucks you in and leaves you feeling drained and empty. Remember that time when you really messed up at work, and for days afterwards, you couldn't shake off the feeling of failure? You kept replaying the scene in your head, wishing you had handled things differently. I remember this one time when I totally bombed a presentation. My palms were sweating, my voice was cracking, and I felt like everyone was judging me. But guess what? Life went on. And you know what else? Learning from that experience helped me become a better communicator in the long run. So how do we break free from this cycle of regret and self-blame? It's all about practicing self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Acknowledge your mistakes, learn from them, and then let them go. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. Here are the key takeaways we've covered today. Forgiveness is about releasing yourself from negativity, not condoning harmful actions. It takes strength and courage to forgive, both ourselves and others. The process isn't always easy, but it's worth the effort. Focus on what you can control, your thoughts and reactions, and let go of trying to control everything around you. And lastly, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, learn from your mistakes, and move forward with grace. Ready to take action? Start by identifying one area in your life where you're holding onto resentment or anger. Maybe it's a past relationship, a work conflict, or even just a lingering feeling of self-doubt. Then make a conscious effort to let go. Take deep breaths, practice mindfulness, and remind yourself that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. You deserve peace, freedom, and happiness. Don't let those chains hold you back any longer. And if this resonated with you, don't forget to share it with your friends and family. Let's spread the message of forgiveness and inner peace together. Until next time, keep practicing stoic wisdom in your daily life and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.